Jack here has ridden over to spend the day with us.
Okay. All right. But that was just getting the perfect form of the bird, right?
Yeah.
And if a person was, if he got on a horse, and he rode down the road a ways, and his horse came across a rattlesnake and reared up, and he, the person that was on the horse, hit the ground, you'd say, what happened to him?
We'd say he fell off for one thing. If he is injured, we'd like to say he was thrown from his horse and such happened. Let's see if there's anything else, I think.
If a person's injured when they fall off a horse, falling off a horse and not being injured, you just say you fell off, right?
Yeah.
But if you fall off and you're injured, you say that you were thrown?
Well, I think I would be likely to say Jack was thrown from his horse and broke an arm or broke a knee joint or broke an ankle or something else or bruised himself.
Hmm.
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there are any phrases else would you... Well, you might say the ordinary thing. Jack was injured yesterday, or Jack's knee was injured yesterday when he was thrown from his horse.
Okay. Now, if a person was in bed and he rolled over too fast and misjudged how far in the middle of his bed he was, hit the floor, what'd you say he did there?
We'd say he fell off the bed.
Fell off? Okay.
Rolled off the bed, maybe, but I think it would be more likely to say fell off the bed.
Okay. And what are the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road?
Well, we simply have them shod.
Shod?
And they have horseshoes. I have shoes on.
Okay. Are there any special games that you play with those?
Well, we play horseshoes.
Okay. Any other names for that game that you know of?
I don't think of anything.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term quoits or equates? Or
quoits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that with horseshoes or is that something else that you have?
I thought that was a different type of...
Or kites, sometimes it might refer to. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought quoits were around... Let's see, what else did we use those for? I'm trying to think. Well, I can't say offhand whether I... would say they're pitched or thrown, but I think clearly or definitely of quartz as being round flat pieces of metal you pitched
to hit a stake that was sitting up.
No, I don't remember them as being to hit a stake, but to hit a circle is what I'm thinking about. I may be all confused.
Well, it may not be too. So again, that might there might be some cross reference later on with someone else. How about horseshoes are nailed onto a horse's
hoof.
All right, and four of those are called
hooves.
Okay. And the male sheep is called a what?
Ram.
All right, and did you ever have terms that you wouldn't use around? Women here, or that you would use?
No, there's never been question about using the word ram, at least in our circles, because Uncle Howard had sheep, and he had an old ram was a hell raiser. He would get out in the pasture with a loud coat. It's nothing unusual. But he also had a special stump he could step behind, and he'd shake that loud piece of cloth or his coat at the old ram, and then he'd get right straight in line between the ram and this stump. And the old ram would always hit the stump and just bounce back.
He liked to butt, that ram liked to butt a lot, huh?
Well, that's the way he fought.
Oh, did he have a horn?
Oh, I've forgotten. He would cut off a lot of the horn sometimes, if I remember.
Hmm.